Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
Hello there. My name is Michelle Brown Saffer, child prodigy mom and parental involvement activist, urging parents to get involved in their children's education. At the age of 13, our son, Stephen Stafford, became the youngest ever to enroll as a full-time regular student in Morehouse College's 150-year history. This occurred only after well-meaning educators failed to identify our son's gifts in the classroom. Knowing who our son was, my husband and I got involved and prevented Stephen from falling through the educational cracks. So parents, get involved. Stay involved. Your child's potential is definitely worth it.
Ah, the sound of children playing. Something about hearing children laughing and playing has a way of bringing us joy. When was the last time you played? No children, no work, just stop and took the time to tap into your inner joy. You're never too old to play. Successful people value their playtime. That's why Divine Arts Productions presents PLAY, Purposefully Loving and Appreciating You, a weekend specially designed with you in mind to help tap into the big kid inside. There'll be dancing, music, video games, pool parties, fireworks, and so much more. To register, go to iwillplay.org. That's iwillplay.org. Give yourself the gift of having fun. I will play.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source, a spiritual guidebook for navigating life's journey. You're listening to Life Conversations Radio.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
For your sweet greatest thing that I can do is say yes to you. Love needs to wander to foreign lands. Your truth is here, my good.
Trying desperately to quench my own thirst. I don't know how. I don't know where I'm at. I don't know where I'm going. I don't understand my life. Lead me to the water of living grace. Help me know where I am. Help me push the button and have my own internal GPS tell me recalculated. No judgment, no criticism. The universal GPS doesn't say you're going the wrong way. Just recalculate. So today is dedicated to for all of us to recalculate, to find our way, to know that our life has meaning and is full of magic. And Colette Baron Reed is going to join us. Just kind of nudge you. No, go that way. No, you're on the right. It's okay. Oh, you went the wrong direction? There is another. It's impossible to be on the wrong direction because it all serves you. Live in grace. Valerie Joy. Let's hear some piano. Speak to the heart. Drinking it. I say yes, I surrender. I let the water of living grace remind me who I really am. That the water is always flowing. Even though my eyes might be giving me the wrong interpretation, that is drought. I just gotta be still. Yes, when I forget who I am. Help me to remember, water of living grace. Yes, yes, yes. Valerie Joy. When I'm in my fear, Yes, 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 yes. Wherever you are right now, we are holding you energetically, knowing that all is truly well. Valerie Joy, J-O-I, ValerieJOI.com is the website. As we all remember to drink from the water of living grace, even while Venus is retrograded, say, just check something out. It's all right. Know that the beauty is within you. Don't let anybody tell you you are not beautiful, because you are full of beauty. You are the light. Ooh, yes. Good afternoon, good evening, good night, good morning, good day to you, wherever you may be at this very moment. Oh, now. Thank you, thank you, thank you for tuning in to Life Conversations Radio, where change begins and you make a difference. And thank you for tuning in to yourself. You have to tune into yourself to be here today, because you're here to be reminded of the truth of who you really are. You're here to get confirmation from what you know is true about you. You are here to step forward and make a difference in your life. And even while you feel lonely on this path, you get in the chat room, you call in, and you realize, wait a minute. My life has meaning. All this time, I've been miseducated. And then you can go, boy, that waste of time. I've been wasting my time. But sometimes it's hard to get there. It's not always easy. We have people, teachers, authors, just other light beings like yourself who sometimes don't mind stepping out and saying, yeah, I'm crazy and I'm here to represent it. I'm definitely, I am. And if you're a new listener, you get to experience something different. This is the house of love and crazies. There are lots of us in here. You're on the right path, doing what you need to do. Trust the process of life. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. We are here Monday to Thursday, 12 to 1:30 p.m. Eastern. And for new listeners, yes, we're here to, that's your official time, 12 to 1:30 p.m. But, you know, sometimes it gets really good. And you're like, I need milk it some more. This gets good. So we go a little bit longer. But we usually finish with the guest around 1:15, 1:20. And, yeah, the show is archived, so if you miss anything, we had Linda Howe yesterday. She's talking about the Akashic Records. You need to go listen to that. You know, just feast on the soul food that we have on our page, lifeconversationsradio.com. Valerie Joy, the title of that song is Living Grace. Colette Baron Reed is in the house. She's our personal GPS this day, so everybody pay attention. She's a GPS, she's a conductor. You stay focused. If you get distracted by what's going on outside of the window of life and you don't focus on the conductor, you might just get up at the wrong stop. But no, no, no. Even if you get up at the so-called wrong stop, you realize it's actually the right stop, because you'll meet somebody that you didn't think you were going to meet. And then you say, oh, my God, something in you here. So, yes. Fancy meeting you here, LifeConversationsRadio.com. some announcement. What do I need to tell you? I'm in a great attitude. Yes, I'm feeling grateful. I'm feeling gratitude. So all is truly well. Let's take a breath together. Let's just breathe in. I know some of you are not breathing in. I don't know why. You think I'm joking. I'm serious. I'm seriously setting intention of groundedness. All right, together, let's do it together. And breathe out. That's your connection to the internal GPS. So even if you feel lost, just take a breath. And know that you are one with the one. You are the delight of God. Right where you are, God is. You are that place where life gets to recognize itself. And say, whoa, look at me. Look how beautiful I am. I don't care about Venus retrograding. I am beauty. I am joy. I am creativity. Yes, I pay attention to what's going on, but I am that I am.
I am great. I am wonderful. I am whole. I am peace. I am here. I am strong. I'm free. Well, I'm the delight of God. I am you. I am healed. I am love. I am great. I am wonderful. I am whole. And I am free.
Oh, yes, I am. Oh, yes, you are. Oh, yes, we are. Carly Jackson. C-A-R-L-L-I-E. Jackson, J-A-X. E-N. You can find her on Facebook. Welcome to everyone in the chat room. Aloha, Jay, Aisha, host of Here to Inspire, and she'll be here at 2 o'clock Eastern. Carolyn, it's nice to see you. Energy healer, Cindy, silent listeners, disguised as guests. Sherry, nice to see you back. You're coming back regularly now, or maybe you just registered with BTR. But yes, nice to see you. Joyful Tamara, Joy is in the house. Electra, Electra, charging up the environment. I can feel the vibe. Colette is in the house. Celeste is in the house listening. Glenda is in the house. And all the other folks are in the house. And people I can't see, just, you know, I call you silent listeners in the chat room. You come up as guests. I know who you are. You are an extension of me. You're amazing. So register and just give yourself a name because you can. Let's give you quick announcements and then we jump into the conversation, helping you navigate your life. Later on today, 2 p.m. Eastern, we have Here to Inspire with Aisha. So make sure you tune in after the show, about 30 minutes or so after the show, depending on what happens. Now tune in. And today's topic, today's conversation is, wait for it, friends with benefits. Yes. That's the way it's supposed to be. Why do we want to have a friend that's not benefiting us? What do you mean she's talking about something else? No, she's not. Somebody's distracted me. She's talking about friends with benefits. Tune in 2 p.m. Eastern, and you can find out more about what Aisha is talking about. And and tomorrow we have, I am a nutcase, and I love all of me. Yes, yes, yes. Tomorrow we have Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source. And he's going to join us sharing some of the writings that Don has written over 3 decades now that he hadn't shared with anybody. And so he's going to be sharing some of it tomorrow. Check out his website, listenfromthesource.com, to find out more about him. We're taking your calls, your phone calls, 347-426-3346, 347-426-3346. 3346. Make sure you press 1 on your keypad. There are people lining up already. Now, if you want a reading, you better call it early. Because I'm feeling that we'll just go in the order that you called. But if I'm led to go in a different direction, we'll do that. Because, as always, if you don't know, when we bring intuitive counselors, psychics, astrologers, we want to empower you to be the light as well. So we're going to have a discussion with Colette, and then we'll take some calls, and then we'll continue, and then we'll go back and take some calls. We want to leave you empowered. We want to leave you full, because we're serving up some soul food today. 347-426-3346. We are also taking your questions on Ask Life Coach Ade fan page. Ask Life Coach Ade fan page. That's on Facebook. So go in there. If you can't call in, I want people to know you're listening to an intuitive counselor. And if you don't want to do that, don't do that on Facebook. That's not a place to keep a secret. But anyway, if you're bold enough, if you're daring enough, ask Life Coach Ade, post your question on there. But if you don't want to put your business out on the street and you want me to do it for you, go to lifeconversationsmedia.com, lifeconversationsmedia.com. There's a Ask Life Coach at a tab there. Just click on that and follow the prompts. I get the email and I put your business out on the streets. I'll be happy to. That's what I'm here to do. I'm here to express. And on the same website, Life Conversations Media, is where you can find upcoming guests and what we're doing here, past guests as well. But right now, if you want to find out who's coming up, you need to go to the calendar. Don't go to the upcoming. You can. But there's not a lot of information there right now. But check out the calendar. You can find out who we have coming up later on in the month, next month. And just keep coming back. Anyway, now let's bring on the wonderful one. She's a rock star, you know. She's a rock star of all intuitives. And she shows up, you know, the spiritual wave just goes across the planet. All right, let me tell you a little bit about her. I know people are waiting patiently, but you just got to be patient. This is my show. If you're impatient, do your own show and invite Colette. Stop it. Be nice. I am being nice. I'm just telling the truth. See, multiple personality, they come out at the same time sometimes. I try and keep the other one in bed while I'm doing the show, but the other one is here. Doesn't have a name yet. Anyway, Colette Baron-Reed is an internationally renowned intuitive counselor, educator, and number one best-selling author who helps others recognize and connect with their own intuition, potential, and purpose. A powerful motivational speaker, charismatic broadcast personality, an acclaimed performer, storyteller, recording artist. I told you she's a rock star. Colette uses her extraordinary spiritual gifts to empower her clients to live a life that is awake and authentic, and to create a reality that is spiritual, deliberate, and meaningful. Through a 20-year practice, Colette has advised over 50,000 clients in 29 countries. For 3 years, Colette has toured as the opening speaker with Hay House, the hayhouse.com, you know, Louise Hay. Colette has provided her insight and compassionate delivery of messages as an intuitive counselor in front of over 150,000 people and counting, a trusted advisor to an international coterie of celebrities, politicians, and CEO, even though some of them won't be bold enough to say they went to see her. Stop it. Colette's mission is to deliver inspired self-revelation. Her purpose is to help individuals understand where they are, how they got there, where they're headed, and how to live life to its fullest potential and meaningful purpose. I am so grateful and joyful to have Colette Baron-Reed join us today. So, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, psychics and skeptics, physical beings and non-physical beings, help me welcome my wonderful rock star guest, Colette Baron-Reed, ladies and gentlemen. Good morning, good afternoon, good day to you, Colette. How are you doing?
Ah, day, you are one interesting, strange man.
You got that right. That's the best way to... That's my new bio. Who are you? I am one interesting, strange man. Strange I am. I'm too good to know myself.
Oh, that's too funny. It's a pleasure to be here.
Yes, indeed. Can you imagine living in my own body?
Well, I don't know about living in your body, but your head probably is pretty interesting.
Oh, my God, yes. I got a whole movie going on. Best-selling movies.
Yep, and your own characters.
Yeah.
All of them talking at the same time.
I know. Can you imagine you trying to give me a reading? I think you'd be like, can y'all just be quiet and let me hear what they're saying? Wow. So let's jump into the conversation. But I want to ask you, I read a little bit about you. Saw some video. You are truly a rock star. But I want to hear you from your perspective, from your point of view. Who are you? Who is
Well, I'm not a rock star. I'm not a rock star. So let's go there. First, what I'm not. I think I'm a just. I think I would love to describe myself as a curious person, and curiosity and open mindedness and observant. I think if I would say, who am I? I am a person who's come here to learn, and to learn about people, and to access. I think I'm here to provide some form of credible proof that we share a space that's invisible, and that consciousness is something that is not held inside the body, that in fact it's something that is living, it's a living, invisible, quantifiable, sometimes mysterious, mystical force that everybody shares.
Yes.
So rather than call myself a rock star, which of course is what I would have loved to become when I was a kid, you know, I think I'm more of a forever student of life.
Yes, yes, I so get it. You talk about being curious and being a student. You can't be curious and a student without getting the best out of life, because the more we want to learn, the more we become a teacher, and the more life becomes joyful and fascinating. And even the times that don't feel so good, you know, that intention helps us ask a different question. And, yeah, grateful to have you here. Your book, The Map, Finding the Magic and the Meaning in the Story of Your Life. Now, there are people who would say, well, that sounds good, Colette, but I don't know what my life means. I'm confused. I don't think my life has a meaning. I think I've just been, in my previous life, I was just so mean. Now I'm paying for it this lifetime. Please help us out. Does life really have a meaning? And then you talk about magic. Really?
Well, you know, if we look at the definition of magic, it is the evidence of that which cannot be easily explained. And so I think that magic, when we find the magic and meaning in the story of your life, magic means, for me anyway, that magic presents itself, the life, it's the ghost in the machine, right? It's the unquantifiable, extraordinary spark that occurs in one's life that you have to look for sometimes, because many times we walk through life without being conscious of where we've been and the experiences that we've had. But it is really the life force within everyone's story, and I believe that is magic. That's magic. I believe in magic. Magic is the spirit, in the human spirit, the soul, the depth that a human being can actually express themselves through by accessing the vastness of themselves. And then the magic for me too is seeing things like synchronicity in action, these meaningful coincidences that happen to all of us. So it's being conscious about all of these things. Meaning, of course, well, you know, people need of, I think, well, I'm not going to say what people need, because I don't know what people need. I'm just going to say what I've observed, right? So, but, you know, the observation is that many of us go through life without recognizing the depth of, when I say the depth, many people live through life with a superficial view of, and a mechanistic view of what life looks like to them. And I have people tell me their stories, and I teach people through my coaching institute as well. I teach coaches to coach people to recognize the meaning in their stories by looking at themselves from a different lens. So that the experiences that we believe that are without meaning or without cause allow us to understand that they are all part of an evolution of ourselves. And for a brief time that we're on this planet, our little egos like to believe that we're very important. but I say that we are, and I say that each one of our stories is like notes in the symphony, and it's, you know, that we all are part of it, and that every single one of us resound our own note, and that note in itself has complexities, and that to honor that, all of it. And mostly what I find is people tend to say, you know, I don't understand why I have suffered. You know, they look at themselves like they've been victimized by something. And I really am committed to showing people how even in the most difficult conditions that there is deep meaning. And it doesn't mean deep. Deep meaning does not mean cause. Like, oh, that's why it happened. It's not about finding reasonable cause. It's about finding the experience, the honoring the experience in all of its complexities.
Yes, 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 honoring that. And for me, I find that sometimes it's just even honoring the fact that I don't understand it, but it's part
we
of
don't.
The meaning is not understand it. You just that, trust the process, right?
You brought up a really important thing when you said it, maybe not understand it. And we, I, we have really revered the reasonable mind or the reasoning mind and the logical mind, the mechanistic view, the scientific view of the universe and how everything A plus B equals C, you know, that we look at things that way. And if you look at poetry, for example, as an example of something that has deep meaning, poetry is evocative. Poetry is not literal. And yet it can instill with like a picture, for example, a picture pants a thousand words, right? So it's this is what I'm talking about. It's that the imagery, this deep imagery that exists in all of us, is not a literal sense of the world. Our life is not led literally.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if we can see our life, our entire life, and the story of our life as being lived evocatively. Right, that it's a very, very different experience, and in fact, we may not understand it. I don't understand many things, and the more I come to know them, the less I understand them. But for example, I know the presence of God, but and I call it spirit just because I'm sort of not a religious person at all. But I'm a faith-driven person because I have faith in a God. But the God of my understanding is something that doesn't see religion, you know, that doesn't see separation amongst mankind at all.
Yes.
But I don't understand. I don't understand intellectually that at all, but I know it with all my heart. I know, right? And so so I think that these are the kind of things that we have to start recognizing in the experience of being here on Earth and having lives to live. This is what most we need to honor is those difficult moments, as well as because people think, oh, you only have to be happy, joyous, and free, that's the only life you should be having. And if you're not having that, there's something wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And I say that's not true.
And no, that's right. That is not true. And how do you define joy, happy, and free? How do you get to define that for yourself? And this freedom in not understanding life, there's actually freedom in not knowing, saying, I don't know. But then there's a deeper part of us that just knows, and we may not be able to explain it. And that's the thing that's fascinating. It makes life adventurous, and then we can surrender. So, you know, if we make a quote-unquote a mistake, we can say, I told you I don't know. I'm just making it up as I go. And we are making it up.
it's interesting that, I had a really interesting experience. I'm going to be on the Dr. Phil show on May 25th. And there was four of us on a panel, Glynis McCants, myself, Dougal Fraser, and a medium named Rebecca Rosen. And we kind of got ambushed by a professional skeptic. And the professional skeptic, and he calls himself a professional skeptic, so he makes a living being a skeptic. So it's his job to show the evidence of skepticism, right? So which is fine. Mm-hmm. I always think it's healthy to look at all the different signs. I'm not obsessed by that. But he went into a room and pretended to do intuitive work, and he quote-unquote made it up. But he was really good at it. Like, we were, like, amazed at some of the things that meant something to the people in the room, really meant something very deeply personal to them, that he was claiming he made it up. And I was saying, well, maybe that was his intuition. And, in fact, that is all what we do. It is intuitive. Mm-hmm. So we make it up. What is making it up? Is making it up conscious decision that I'm going to say this to this person? Or is it allowing our thoughts to come through, like, you know, and bringing us in your message, and I don't know the answer to that. I mean, I know when I'm making something up, and it's a decision that I make before I open my mouth. So it made me really think about what you just said now, for example, about, you know, we make our life up, we create our story every time we make a choice, and even when we don't make a choice. Is all part of making it up, right? But we're unconscious of it, and so we're weaving. I believe that we are creating things every moment, and every moment of the time that we're alive. When I coach people, I'm always unclear when I start about what I'm going to do next, and it is in that sense of cloudiness that the best coaching sessions comes up. And I train intuitive coaches as well, and they're life coaches with, I say life coaches with a twist, because I train them in a very specific process that was introduced in my book, The Map, called the Envision Process. And then, mm-hmm. then they work with clients, and they also work with oracle cards on different subjects. Anyway, so one of the most important things I tell them is you've got to be able to not plan, to be completely surrendered to the process for yourself as well as for your client. And you need to think fast on your feet. Yes. You know, where would I go next? What are they saying to me? What is not being said? How do I read between the lines? All of these things that, you know, that then make up the experience that we have next. So mm-hmm. I think too much planning and goal setting doesn't help us.
Ooh, you're inspiring so much within me. I'm smiling. I'm nodding my head at, you know, preparation, because I so understand and every day I'm learning to let go some more when I'm working with people. It's just like, okay, sometimes, even my show, sometimes I don't do everything that I normally do for the show, and I just say, I surrender. And the show turns out, and I'm like, wow, how did that happen? But there's something in that place when we just say, I am open, I am available. What is seeking to be birthed in this moment? And we become a co-creator of something magical. It's like, wow, that was fun. Oh, I wish I could do that again. We can. We just need to stay open.
We can and we can't. Nothing can be repeated. I mean, no two snowflakes are alike either. So we have to just stay open and see. And you can't, if you try to go back, you know, it's like trying to grab that first high or that first feeling. It just has to be, mm-hmm. and it will come as its own. What I love about you, I was listening, you're very playful, and you know, you're disarming in the way that, you know, the languaging that you use is very spiritual. And you're inviting your listeners into a playful state, and that is so true, that we need to be that way. Rather than be so serious, we have mm-hmm. to be playful. And it's mm-hmm. in that quality of play and within the structure of something serious, because you have to have something that gives it a form. Mm-hmm. That's where the experience lies. And it's only when we let go does the experience come in its essence. But if we try to recreate it, it's difficult. But we can have a recipe. I love this thought. If I give you a recipe and there's a list of ingredients in that recipe, right, and give it to 10 different people to make, but they have their own little different spices to put in, or they have not one result is going to be exactly the same as the other.
Right, right.
They're going to taste a little different, right?
Mm-hmm. Indeed. So true. Yeah. So true. And while we're making, when we're cooking it up, or when we're tasting each other's end result, we should avoid comparing. Oh, my, this tastes better. Because it doesn't matter. You can't, even if we try and do exactly what they did, it will still be different. Because energetically, you create your own. You create your own, and there's no way you can match somebody else's. And in that place, it's really about surrender. So before we go deep a little bit more into the book, and as our fellow mm-hmm. listeners, for those of you who are just joining us, we're going to do readings, and then we're going to come back and talk some more about the map, the magic of life, the meaning of life, and then we'll come back and do some readings. We want to empower you so that when you can get in contact with Colette, you feel you can still remember that you're on the path. For the readings, is there anything particularly you need from the listeners who want to have got some questions?
I didn't know I was doing any readings, but I can. It's like the best thing. Well, the best thing is, it's totally fine. The best thing that for them to be asking is, in a mini reading, I'd like to talk about, I'm on a particular path. I'm studying X. Am I acting in my highest good? Or I am in a relationship with so-and-so. You know, can you tell me a bit about this? And that kind of a thing.
Okay. Well, yeah, just, you know, we're definitely, yeah, I'm sure you get this, we're not in interested in putting anybody on the spot, but that's what we got from Rose, that you will be doing.
Yeah, no, it's
we
fine,
explained to her,
she didn't tell
we
me.
We don't want to do that.
No, it's good. I wasn't told.
You're like, oh, wait, okay.
I thought we were coaching. That's fine. Anybody can call in. I'm happy to talk to people. Happy, 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 happy. Happy.
Okay, so let's do this. And you know, time is doing what time does. It keeps moving. So I want to ask you this, and then we'll go to take some calls. In your book, you break them into different parts. You talk about there's orienting yourself on the map, navigational help on your map, the magic and meaning of this adventure, and making the magic real. Can you just tell us a little bit about orienting ourselves on the map of life?
Okay, so when I say you orient yourself, you ask yourself in what direction are you pointed. So it's as if we have a compass. We say, where is our compass pointed? Where is our true north? Now, a magnetic north on our planet goes to magnetic north. But, let's just imagine that whatever it is that we place our attention to becomes the magnet that the north, that the north, thing on the compass would go to. So if all you're fixated on is money, for example, that becomes your true north or your higher power. So you have to say to yourself, if this is my orientation, what is around me? Well, then the east turns into ego, and then the west is no longer we, it's something else. So I say orienting yourself with spirit as your true north, as spirit is your true north, service and spirit is the true north, everything else falls into place. And then you have, then you are truly going to find what is your highest expression of self. And you don't put people, places, things, money, property, or prestige at the top. So that's what I really mean by that. And the other thing is when you say orienting yourself on your map, that's your compass. But I ask a question called, where are you? And it's the primary question my coaches learn how to work with their clients with. It's like, where are you? And the process that we do is we ask the person to describe the environment of their thoughts, feelings, and beliefs in environmental language. So as if they were observing a place. Because we do live 95% of the time, 95% of our experience is mental, emotional, and spiritual, right? So it's invisible. It's not physical at all. Only 5% of our reality is physical. So if that's the case, then we live our lives to the environment of our emotions, predominantly our emotions, because that's our greatest. And so if we were to describe that, what would that look like? So, for example, if you're in a dry spell at work or whatever, you would start saying, well, I'm in a desert. Actually, why don't you describe it? So it works best, too, when you're looking at an orientation around a place that you feel lost. If you feel lost, that's where how you find yourself.
Yes, indeed. And if you're lost, you got to know where you are and look to get help. You can't say, I'm lost. Where are you?
Exactly. It's very powerful, though, to be able to see yourself. And then, I bring people. Do you want to try it?
Yeah, let's go for it. Let's jump into this unknown.
Yeah, let's enter it. Okay, so is there anything that would be disturbing you around now? You don't have to say what it is, but would there be anything in your life at the moment that you are moving out of or transitioning from, or would you say that would be challenging for you right now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, just say yes. That's fine. Okay, so... I'd like you to get in touch with the emotion of how that is for challenging you. Like whatever it is, you don't need to tell me what it is. I'd like you to describe the emotions. Just say what it feels like.
Feels heavy.
It feels heavy. It feels like heavy. What is an emotion that relates to the word heavy?
Overwhelming.
Overwhelming. Okay, good. So let's talk about overwhelming. And what else? Would there be anger, sadness, anxiety?
Anxiety.
Okay. Anxiety. Okay, great. And would you say one more thing? Would you say would there be fear, or would there be another
fear of not accomplishing the things that I've got in front of me? Yeah, fear. That's
okay, perfect.
Fear.
So fear. Now I'm going to ask you as well to give me what would you want to be feeling right now about that very subject? Not telling me the subject. What would you say would be emotions? How would it feel to be in a place that is accomplished and?
It would be free. I mean, just really feeling grounded in the flow.
In the flow.
No care. No. I mean, just like it's done.
Carefree.
Mm-hmm. Carefree. Yeah, I like that. Carefree.
I say that it's hootless. I had a therapist a long time ago that used the terminology hootless, being hootless, not giving a hoot. So,
okay. Ooh, I like that.
Yeah, surrender to. Okay, so I'm going to ask you to imagine that you are standing on a hillside and you're just looking through your eyes, and on the left there is the landscape that represents that situation that is causing you to feel overwhelm, anxiety, and fear. Those feelings represent a place. So describe that place, and on the there'll be a wall. And then on the right side, there's going to be a place that represents that free, grounded, carefree, in the flow. But let's first take a look at the left. So what would that look like? A landscape that represents overwhelming, anxious, fearful feelings.
The image that comes to me is, you know, some of the pictures you get in different countries like Brazil, they have houses that are so close to one another, and it's just
okay.
A picture of many houses, different colors, just so many houses. You can't even make one out if that's one house or two, are they joined together. So a lot of houses are in a small space.
So cramped.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So a lot of houses in a small space. So, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And is it dirty, clean? What else can you tell me about this landscape with these small little houses?
Well,
like
it looks, I mean, it looks maybe not fascinating, but there's a part, as I look at it, I feel a sense of, I guess, curious to see, to get to understand, to get to know and see about the houses or get in there. I want to know more about it.
You're telling me a landscape that represents anxiety and fear and overwhelm.
Mm-hmm.
So let's go back. Before you describe about wanting to get to know the place, I want you to just observe that and
mm-hmm.
Get into the place where you are seeing through the eyes of an internal observer, and let me know when you are observing. When you have a sense of observation. Okay, so
got it.
Okay, so you're observing. How far away is the landscape from you?
It's distant. It's actually
okay.
Far. It's not some. Yeah, it's distant. It's not something I can walk to.
Okay, so now that you are observing, right? Do you feel a little bit more neutral about that landscape?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah.
Overwhelm, anxiety, and fear are not your feelings at the moment, right?
Right. I'm observing. I'm just looking at it. I'm just
looking.
Like
exactly.
I'm thinking, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Okay. I just want to stop right there to give you an understanding of what the process is. So whenever we are disturbed or challenged, we can't sort through. We don't know that we're seeing squashed houses, et cetera, et cetera. When we're feeling overwhelming anxiety and fear, we're feeling overwhelming anxiety and fear. But if
mm-hmm.
we translate those feelings into a place that we can just look at, then we can enter into it with a state of curiosity.
Mm.
Why is there anxiety, fear, and overwhelm, right? Right? Or like, what could we learn about this? Right? So that's when you said, I'm curious now. I want to go look at the houses, right? So,
right.
Okay, but let's go back to the, let's actually just let ourselves allow that just to be what it is. Let's not even try to explore it at the moment, if you don't mind. And let's go back to that hillside. And just again, back to that sense of observing that place on the left. In the center, there is a wall. What does your wall look like?
Actually, the wall is almost like a fence. It's like it's below. So I'm on a hilltop. I can look. The houses are high up, so the wall really is not in the way. It's not.
Okay,
yet.
So it's short. All
right,
so it's a short wall, right? And now, if you were to stand beside the fence, how high is it according to your body?
About maybe three, four feet taller than me.
Oh, it's taller than you. Okay. So,
on the hilltop, it's below me. But if I go next to it, then it's
yeah,
high.
Okay, next to it. So can you see through it?
No. No.
What's it made out of?
Brick.
So it's a brick fence. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good. So it's made of brick. All righty. Now, I'd like you to go back to the hill, recognizing that there is a brick fence approximately 8 feet tall, if it's a couple feet taller than you, right? And let's look to the right. And the right is a landscape that represents your accomplished self, right? The sense of accomplishment, because it's the opposite of overwhelming anxiety and fear. It's a place where you are, that represents the feeling of being in the flow, carefree, surrendered, hootless. What does that look like?
Gosh, I feel ocean. I feel like I was just really on
the ocean.
Yeah, a beautiful view, like breath of fresh air.
Okay,
like,
fresh
it's
air.
So
and
relaxed
ocean.
Here now.
Okay. So, looking at that from the observer, and you're just looking at it, it's an ocean, right? Is there any land there at all?
No, it's just spacious. It's just a body of water on, and just I feel like that carefree space that you talked about.
Okay.
Yeah.
Perfect. Mm-hmm. So you're there now. Okay, so let's go back to the hillside. Now we've opened up the vision. So we have to the right, we have an ocean. We have this beautiful, incredible ocean, vast, beautiful wall, brick wall in between separating the ocean from this landscape with all these squashed houses and everything on top of each other, small spaces that represent your overwhelming anxiety and fear. So can I ask you a question that how much of a percentage of the time have you been spending on the left lately?
Well, maybe, how would I rate it?
Just like how often do you go there?
I guess maybe I would say 20% of the time because it's like undercurrent.
So it's there. It's just undercurrent. So we could actually say that you live on that. In fact, this is a world that exists and is and operates under the surface.
Yes.
Right. So there's something else on top. Okay. So it exists all the time for you. But it's active only 20% of the time.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I'm going to give you that. Being said, then you may find yourself on that side of the fence, unable in that 20% of the time to get onto the other side, right?
Right. Right.
You say that's true. Mm-hmm. Okay. So I'm going to give you an escape route from when you go there during that 20%, rather than trying to change the 20%. And rather than try to make it bad or judge it as wrong, let's actually go there to that place with all the cramped spaces and probably obviously too many people and just like, ugh. And I'd like you to imagine that you're there, just, you know, look around, again, being in the looking position, so seeing, look around like you're right in it now.
Mm-hmm.
So when that happens, when you actually go there, I want you to go to this place because now you've recognized it.
Mm-hmm.
Just let me know when you're right inside it.
I'm there.
Okay, great. So I'd like you to summon a giant bird.
Ooh, yeah.
Any kind.
Ooh, yes, an eagle.
Did it come? A big eagle. Okay. Now get on its back, and that eagle is going to have you fly high above this landscape.
Yeah.
Look down.
Right.
Okay. From the observer position on the back of the bird's back, how cramped is this place now in relationship to you?
I don't actually feel cramped. I feel like, what a beautiful view. I feel
exactly.
The way it's laid out is so beautiful. Yeah, I don't feel like that cramped energy. It's like, wow.
Right. Okay. So, in other words, this is a place that could be teeming with life and there's lots going on, right?
Yeah, lots going on.
Right, there's lots going on. But you can just observe it and allow it to do what it does by getting on the bird and fly. Now, let's fly over that fence and see what's on the other side. See the ocean?
Yep.
Okay, and if you fly higher and look down, how big is that landscape that represents overwhelming anxiety and fear?
Oh, nowhere near as big. It just gives a good contrast to the ocean, the body of water, and now I have that,
Perfect. Okay, so I'm just going to ask you to tap your right knee with your two fingers and imagine that you're stepping off the bird, saying thank you, and then just open your eyes.
Yeah, I had my eyes closed. You're right. I don't know if you said it, but I did have my eyes closed.
So does overwhelm, anxiety, and fear, is that active in you right now?
No. No.
Right.
I feel that carefully.
Yeah. So This is called the Envision process. It's a trademark process. It's based on active imagination, which is a Jungian technique. And we use the archetypes, not of the hero's journey, which is of, are you a warrior? Are you, you know, like, what is your, you know, shadow? Like, we don't go into the shadow land. We use archetypal landscapes rather than personas to help the journeyer to distance and detach and become observant of the areas that would be problematic for you. Right, for them or for you, right? So in order to neutralize it, because I'm always looking for a neutralizing as opposed to denouncing or denying.
Right, right. So that's and the Envision process.
Yes, Envision.
Yeah.
And it works.
So I just want to say this, you know, because part of what I'm dealing with is so many things I've got to do, I want to do, my to-do list just getting longer, a lot bigger and bigger, longer and longer. And it's like, I can't catch up. I told a friend of mine the other day, she said, how are you? I said, I'm trying to catch up with myself. And now I actually feel like, oh, my God, if whatever I do, I wonder what's going to come out of it. I sort of have that, once again, that curious, that excitement, not trying to get all of it done or worried about accomplishing it, but really feeling like, wow, if I do that, I wonder what the end result will be. Wow, thank you for that gift.
Detach. It's getting spatial distance between you and the thing that causes you the challenging feelings. Doesn't mean the challenging feelings are bad or not good, but they can be relentless. And and this process works when you don't know where you are and all of a sudden you're like, oh, shit, here I am again. It's like give yourself some distance because there is treasure. And Joseph Campbell said, where you stumble, there lies treasure.
Mm-hmm.
Where you stumble, there lies treasure. And this is our stumbling blocks, or this Brazilian image that you have of these like squashed landscape stuff. There's some pretty amazing stuff in there for you to go explore. Once you can neutralize the emotional charge that is attached to it, nobody can explore overwhelm or anxiety or fear without having some kind of challenge. You can't know what lies there. You can't know the treasure there because you're too personalized.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Whew. Now I'm ready to play some more.
I can do the dialogue part of the process. You want to take a reading, though? Do you want me to do a reading?
Yes, we're going to take a quick break and we'll do reading because I know people are waiting patiently and they're happy for me doing my Envision. But they're like, yeah, but can you take my call? It's like, that's good. Oh, well, that's good. So we're going to take a break, about a minute or two. And so, Kale, if you want to drink some water or anything like that, and we'll come back and take calls. We just go through it. The conversation has shifted. We just do calls because, the number is 347-426-3346, 347-426-3346. If you're just joining us, my guest is Colette Baron-Reed. She's the author of The Map, Finding the Magic and Meaning in the Story of Your Life. Her website address, if you want to envision your life, go to ColetteBaronReed.com. You know it. That's why you're here. You know who she is. You know how powerful she is. So check it out. Book a session, find them on Facebook, and we ask that you share the show as well with your friends, your family, your lovers, your haters, the people you can't stand. Those are the ones you really want to share the show with, because then they can all chill out, and then your life will be peaceful. So it's a selfish act that comes back to you. 347-426-3346. We're going to take a quick break, and we will be right back to take some readings. In the meantime, remember who you are.
I am great, I am wonderful, I am whole, I am peace, I am here, I am strong, I'm free. Well, I'm the delight of God, I am you, I am healed, I am love, I am great, I am wonderful, I am whole, and I am free.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
The sound. of children playing. Something about hearing children laughing and playing has a way of bringing us joy. When was the last time you played? No children, no work, just stopped and took the time to tap into your inner joy. You're never too old to play. Successful people value their playtime. That's why Divine Arts Productions presents PLAY, Purposefully Loving and Appreciating You, a weekend specially designed with you in mind to help tap into the big kid inside. There'll be dancing, music, video games, pool parties, fireworks, and so much more. To register, go to iwillplay.org. That's iwillplay.org. Give yourself the gift of having fun. I will play, and I will see you there.
Maybe you're right. Maybe you don't need to talk to me about sex.
Maybe you do control what I'm exposed to.
But maybe not.
Maybe I hear about sex every day.
In the media? From my friends?
Maybe while you're not talking to me about sex, everyone else is.
So talk to me. Tell me to wait to have sex.
Because you can influence me.
For help starting the conversation, visit forparents.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and this station.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life. Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move.
Have courage, make that move, make that call. Colette Van Reed is in the house to help you keep moving and keep believing and keep trusting and not even understanding this. I don't understand. Good, keep walking. Let's take a call. No celestial moment today. Let's go to Jay from Canada. Jay, how are you doing?
Pretty good for yourself.
I'm wonderful. So your question is, I'm committed.
Hi, Jay.
Hey there. How's it going?
I'm good. What's your question?
My question is that I just wonder why are a lot of people, because I'm a teacher also, and that uh-huh. People are uncommitted to doing the work right now. They're seems a little bit scattered. I just wonder if you're looking at also at the solar energies that are affecting us right now as influencing that also.
Well, I think that's interesting. I don't know enough about it. I do know that, I don't know what the hell happened this week. Oops, I said something bad. But I sure noticed my brain went on fritz for 2 days. I am noticing a polarizing amongst people. And I'm finding that the people who have not done their work are falling apart more and are getting angry and are getting very disturbed. And the people who are willing to do the work are finding really quick success. And much and going through these mammoth changes. So I don't know if that relates to solar flares because that would affect all of us. But I do think that is. But I think the question you said is, am I noticing that there are people who are not willing to do the work? And oh yeah, and those are the people that I am seeing, like really really falling apart. Mm-hmm. Really, and it is a choice now. I think this is what this whole. Period of changing that from on 2012, that kind of thing. It's like we're starting a new chapter in our life, and there are many people who are resisting it, and there are those who are not. So I am seeing a polarizing of those two things for sure.
Indeed.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, Jay. Yep.
But I love your idea about the solar things, because I have a friend of mine in Sedona, Arizona, that says that I don't know enough about the solar flares, but I do know that it has to affect us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I find that also is that we're in crunch time right now. Like stuff we buried for decades and decades is coming up very quick. That very very quickly to either we I don't know. It seems like it's almost eviction time, or you're staying on the earth. You're going on. Yeah, evicted from the earth right now. So
yeah,
yes.
Eviction time though too from your old stories.
Yes.
I don't know that we're all going to get evicted from the planet, although I think that, the humility that we have to start getting super humble about, our responsibilities. But I do believe that we are getting evicted from our old stories, for sure.
Mm-hmm. And the key is to envision.
Allow.
Hey, Jay, thank you so much. Yes,
thanks,
indeed.
Jay.
Thank you, Jay. And I tell people, tune in or miss out. If you don't tune in, you're going to miss out. Let's go to Cindy from Florida. She wants to know a result of a claim. Go ahead, Cindy.
Hi. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Hi, Cindy.
Hi. My question is, I had an important meeting yesterday with an investigator from an insurance company. I've had a lot of vandalism and things going on at my property, and it's pretty expensive. I won't go into all that, but there was a vandalism claim on my truck because that was part of what was going on, and I was insured. And then they were trying to get out of paying the claim, but
they
I had a meeting yesterday, and I was wondering if that has
they're
changed
gonna pay
that.
It.
She just answered you, Cindy.
Yeah, they're gonna. I'm getting restitution for her. I'm getting a restitution picture from you. I want to talk about this though because you have quite an expansive property. Is this correct?
Yes, it's a large acreage. It's a horse farm, and I've had horses killed, dogs poisoned, vehicles vandalized, and
no, it's terrible. It's terrible, 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 terrible. These are people you know. So.
This is people I know. Well, this
is these are local people.
Okay. I just moved here, and my landlord just said, I'll give you a really, really quickie. My landlord called me after I'd been here a little over a month. They're in the circus. They're circus people, and they travel around the country. Well, they had friends in the circus that wanted to come out here. They wanted to send a guy out here to train some stallions for somebody else in the circus that was friends of theirs.
Mm-hmm.
They sent him out here to live with me, and I'm like, oh, no, you can't do that. I mean, I leased the farm, the training center, and I've been building it up and fixing it to use it for training horses. And they got really nasty with me because I said no.
Mm-hmm.
They had already told the guy he could come out here. And the day after that phone call, all this stuff started. And I think it's, I don't think I've actually met these people, but I think it's the trainer and the person that wanted the horses trained because they are local and they're
can
not
you imagine,
on the road traveling.
Now, can you imagine, though? This, the fact that, and now, and here's the thing, and I'm going to say something that's going to be really controversial, but I'm going to say it anyway. But the attitude towards most, and I'm not going to say I know this for sure for these people, but most people who use animals for show or for, they see them as, they're not known to be compassionate towards the animals, right? So,
right.
So they are, you know, they're their property, right? They're not beings.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So to know that some of your horses have been killed and the dogs have been poisoned, I mean, this is a huge statement of get the heck out of Dodge.
Well, you know, we're trying to get them caught and prosecuted, and the police are trying to come, sheriff's department trying to come up with game cameras and stuff to catch them because they keep coming back. But I just spent a holy fortune moving here and put a lot of money in my own materials and fencing and everything into this property. And I have nowhere to go. You have to have a farm with horses.
I get it. I get it. You got
to
go somewhere. But
you got to have money
like,
to
the
leave.
The cameras are going to be, the cameras are definitely going to show you. But the I really get a sense that the people were paid to do this, too. So this is, I feel bad for you. I just want to give you a hug. I love animals, too. I just can't imagine how that would have been for you to experience that. But
my horse that was killed just had a new baby, so that baby's orphaned. Mm-hmm. A very expensive horse, Ample. And she's doing wonderful. I put a companion there with her, but, you know, actually all the sheriff's deputies have told me to shoot them if I catch them on the property, and I could
it's
easily do that at this point.
It's heartbreaking.
After
it's
I saw what that horse went through.
Yeah. No, they have. That's right. But I mean, the very fact that that even has to happen at all is very frightening.
It's
and,
crazy. Who would ever dream of such a thing? You know, I couldn't have even predicted or imagined, and I felt like I was divinely led here. So, am I supposed
but maybe
to
you
stay
still
here,
are?
Or am I supposed to be trying to move?
No, maybe this is the point of you are divinely led there. Unfortunately, to discover and to be the catalyst for something that would be bring justice to people that I don't think this is the first time that this has been done.
Okay.
So
before, yeah.
Yeah. So
you
that
think
you would we'll not
catch them?
I'm sure they're gonna catch them.
Okay.
I'm sure they're gonna catch them. I'm so sorry. Oh, I wanna give you a big hug.
Well,
I do see restitution and the first thing I saw was cameras. So when you brought up the cameras I thought, ooh, you know, and
we had
like
no problem coming up with them because, you know, I spent so much money and then I had to pay for the repairs on my truck. They disabled my truck. It was in the shop for 3 weeks that I was stranded out here in the woods with no transportation.
Are you alone there?
Night. Lives with me. My son, but he's on full disability from a car accident.
Yeah.
And the sheriff's department just really have been no help. They're like, well, if they come back, call us again. You know, and they come back with sirens blaring and scare them off, and they get away, and this is ongoing. So we sit up now every night, all night, and from the time the sun goes down to the time the sun comes up at our post at our front window with security lights on the baby, because she's the most vulnerable in this area, waiting for them to come back. And we keep catching them out here, and the police get here, and they're gone.
Are there three men?
I haven't seen them physically. They've been out here with lights. They've been out here crashing stuff in the barn, trying to climb over the wall from the back where it's dark. And I have been told that many times, though, that there are three men doing this.
Well, I'm going to say a prayer for you, and I'm going to ask every single person, if, Ade, you don't mind this, that every person who is listening to this show can lend their prayers to you.
Sure.
You know, I just think it's, I'm beside myself listening to this story, especially because I'm really not that much help. I'm just basically telling you what you already know. I do know that they're going to catch them, but I also feel that there is a local, are you in Kentucky? Where are you?
I'm in Florida.
Oh, Florida. Okay, so you're still south, right? So you're North Florida or?
South. No, Manatee County.
Manatee County, okay. Because I'm looking at, I don't know why I picked up, where are you from originally?
I'm actually from here. I was born in Sarasota, and I've been gone for over 20 years and just moved back.
Where did you go before this?
I was up in Lake County, and I was up in Ocala.
You were in North Florida?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you came from North, okay, I'm just curious to know why I picked up North Florida, okay.
My area code, 352, is the North Florida area code because I just moved back here in February and I haven't changed my number.
Ah, okay. Well, I can't see the number. I'm just like, I
you can't
North
see
North
the number.
Yeah, I was up there. I just came back from there. And
okay.
Like I said, I haven't been in this area for over 20 years, and I just came back and was really looking forward to what I could build here and business-wise and life-wise from this property and the facility and putting my own money and materials into it. Because it had been let go and just trashed and destroyed by the previous tenants. And,
I think you should talk to the press about this, too, you know, and to bring this to the local press and to talk about, tell your story to some reporters.
Okay.
Tell your story. Start telling your story. You're vulnerable there. And, you know, I think it's, it definitely looks like people, definitely local people, I really do think that there's almost like that kind of backwoodsy sort of, I don't know how to put it, but this, they're all known to each other, right? You know, they're all known to each other.
It's the circus group. We're in an area of, this is the winter home for like all the circuses. There's like a gazillion circuses. I'm surrounded. Sarasota, Myakka City, Bradenton, all kinds of circus families, and they're all interconnected. Like my landlord is a husband, a wife, and each of them had came from their parents. Each had their own private circuses, like the Shrine Circus and the smaller family circuses. And they're, right now they're traveling with Ringling Brothers. And then the
Listen,
husband
I'm
had
sure that
circus.
I'm sure that there are some circus people that really love their animals. I didn't mean to say originally that all of them
right.
are going to be like that, but they've obviously hired somebody to hurt your animals too. You know, and scare you off. I mean, killing one of your horses and poisoning your dogs are people that don't give a shit about the animals. So,
I'm afraid that, I'm not afraid. I'm standing guard. I'm protecting my animals.
Yeah, you stand guard.
And that's what I'm doing. But now I need to catch them because I can't go on forever with no sleep and trying to work during the day.
And like Colette
right.
said, you know, this is what we're going to do, right? Right
we're gonna
now,
pray
right
for you.
Now.
Yep.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. We just know that the healing power of God, of love, is moving through the situation, guiding and directing you, Cindy, and everyone else to do the right thing. Whatever you need to do, you're being led and guided. And I know the listeners are joining in this prayer. We bless this situation. We let it be, and so it is. Amen.
Mm.
Thank you so much for that. I do really appreciate that. I believe in prayer and I believe in miracles, and I've seen many.
Well, let us know how you're doing, and we hope there'll be a miracle for you, Cindy.
Thank you. Do you real quick? Do you see how soon the insurance is going to pay on that claim?
No, I can't.
The money.
It takes a while. I think it's going to take a while. A few months. No. Could it like 6 weeks?
6 more weeks, because this happened like over a month ago, and I had to fork out the cash, and they're just stalling on paying the claim.
Well, it could be 6 weeks from the time or 6 weeks from now. I don't know, but it feels like the words are 6 weeks.
All right.
Oh, thanks for calling, Cindy.
Awesome.
I'm sorry I couldn't be more help.
Thank you for the blessing. No, you guys are
thank
wonderful.
You, Cindy.
Thank you.
Bless you.
Thank you. Yes.
This just breaks my heart. Oh, my God. I just want to cry.
I felt you. I felt you over there. I was like, oh, yeah.
And it's not that. And I don't want to say that all circus. I mean, here's the thing. I support PAWS, the Performing Animal Welfare Society. So I understand about animal training, et cetera, and they rescue animals from circuses, right? So I've been on that side, so I've been educated over there. But you can't say, I don't want to say all circus people don't love their animals, because that's not true. I don't believe that's true, because I've seen that people love their animals.
Mm-hmm.
But, it's the fact is that it's just where she is, and the fact that they would hurt her animals, it's just like, oh, my God. It's just... She's there.
And that's terrible. As Jay said earlier, that's what's been evicted, and all of us are called to step into action and, understand that, we share this planet with the animals, with the plant kingdom, and there's so much more we can do. And, we keep doing what we're doing, praying, knowing, and trusting, right?
And then there's this is humbling. Now, I consider this kind of story a humbling story. We forget that there are people here like Cindy who are in these set of circumstances where she's literally powerless, except for us to pray for her and her, hoping that the police are going to catch these guys, which I believe will happen. Mm-hmm. But, these are things that happen to people around the world. And it's like I feel helpless sometimes when I hear these stories. And this is part of this dichotomy that, like in for example, in the self-help and personal development movement, which is what you and I are part of, we want to make everybody happy and working and entrepreneurial, et cetera. And then I hear a story like this and I'm just like, somebody just kicked me behind the knees. You can't coach somebody out of that.
No. You just got to be with them where they are. And
that's
all
hard.
This stuff about if your experience is your conscious, what part of your consciousness is attracting this? Shut up. Shut the hell up. What part of your consciousness is making me want to punch you in the face right now, But really, being with people, listening. I mean, for me, I really believe being on a spiritual path is being with people, not lecturing when they're in pain, and listening to how can I be of support? How can I hold them in the highest light? How can I support them as opposed to, but it's I call it intellectual spirituality. There's room for it, but I'm interested in grounded spirituality, things I can
Me
use,
too.
Truth I can use, yes. Do you have time for a couple more calls?
Sure.
Let's go to Lori. Lori, because we want to get to as many people, we've got Lori, and hopefully we'll get to the other Lori. We've got Lori from Canada, and question is, you want to, she said, I'm here.
Hi, Lori. Hi, Colette. Hi, honey.
So you want to know if you're on the right path, right?
Well, I have a vision. I've had a vision for many years of what I want to do, and you're actually part of my vision. But I want to know, am I on the right path? Like, things have just been coming at me like crazy.
Well, tell you what I'm seeing, okay? So I want to describe something to you, and I'm going to describe that your dream has been a seed, okay? So the seed of the dream was planted a long time ago, and imagine that it was placed in the ground, and it's maybe 2 feet under the ground, all right? And that seed has sprouted a seedling, and it has to push against the ground, like every seedling does during spring, and it starts to germinate, and then it pushes up under that cold, hard-packed earth, and then all of a sudden it starts to sprout. You're in that resistance piece where everything is being pushed. You're pushing against, it feels like, right, where everything has to move aside for you to create this dream or co-create the dream, right? I'm going to use the word create and co-create interchangeably. And my language is not always on the money. It's also because I'm menopausal, whatever.
I almost
forget my words.
Understand if you said that.
I forget my words. Love you. So So what you have to see this as is the falling away, the dream that pushes the falling away, right? The falling away of that earth or that dirt that's been mm-hmm. keeping you from moving forward. And in order, like, the force that that little seedling has to use is pressure, right? It's pressure.
Okay.
It has to push against something. So sometimes we push against the stream, and that means we're not going in the right direction. And there are other times when all the challenges start coming at us, but really we're discovering each piece that has to be pushed away in order for us to move forward.
Okay.
Or upwards. Like, rather than say it linear, let's say like up, right? Would that make sense to where you're at right now?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. So you just got to keep going. I get that you're on the right path. I totally get that part of why you're here is to be an influencer from behind the scenes in a way, right? So, mm-hmm. And that is, I don't know if that makes any sense to what you
totally
said.
100%.
Yeah, and that's going to come true, and that's also going to bring you an income. So I definitely see this as a business we're talking about as well.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay?
Yes, thank
you're
you, thank you.
You're on the right path, Lori.
Yay!
You're on the right path. Woo-hoo! Excitement.
And next year you can
Lori.
Call me and tell me what it is.
Indeed. Yeah, I know that's right. Lori from Orange County, question about career. Go ahead, Lori.
Hello.
Lori, hello.
Hi, Lori.
Hello.
Hi. Hi, Colette. Hi. God, I'm so happy you got my call.
Yay.
I actually feel a little like Lori from Canada.
Mm-hmm.
My question is very similar because I'm doing something to earn an income, which just kind of trickled in, and my passion is writing. So I'm kind of doing both actively. I've started helping with book editing and blogging. But
I was
going to
say
feel like
book editing. Okay. Are you writing fiction?
Actually, you might know I wrote actually something for Reiki Fur Babies.
Oh, okay. So,
editing,
so
yeah. So it's along the same, you know, what we're all talking about.
Okay.
Here.
The reason I asked if it was fiction was because you're a good storyteller. So the idea of storytelling, if you will, right? So, I'm going to say that you're not going to make a living doing writing in the short term. I do see editing as something that you should pursue while you're writing so that you're able to immerse yourself in the actual activity of writing and the subject of writing. I think you'd really be a very, very good editor. You'll write a more of a personal account, like a personal, I don't know how to put this, like a biography, like biographical material. With a spiritual message. Or a personal growth message is what I want to say.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to take you a while. So I say stick to what you're doing. It is going to be a little frustrating, as it is for all of us.
Okay.
do it because you love it and be really grateful that you have a job to make an income.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I'm not off base right now. That's
no,
kind of
you're supposed to be juggling 50 balls.
Oh, yeah, that sounds like me.
Yeah, but that's how you are, and that's okay. Not, you know, you're not going to ever be that person that just does one thing.
Right.
Not everybody's meant to do just one thing.
Okay. Sounds like I'm on track then.
Yes, indeedy. So reframe how you label what you're doing. I'd say that too in my coaching, and I train my coaches to talk that language too, is to say, how can we reframe the way you're seeing this? So why don't we instead, before you hang up, let's reframe it. Let's look at this situation as it is natural and proper and part of my evolution to be juggling, let's say, four balls instead of just one.
Mm.
It's okay
right.
for me. And this means I'm on the right track because I'm active. It's the way I am naturally geared.
Mm-hmm.
So that it doesn't overwhelm
right.
me, right? Can you see this as wow,
yeah.
I'm celebrating myself. I'm on the right track. I'm juggling five balls or four balls or however balls. If you sit down and do it yourself, you'll see how many balls, and it's okay. Just say, "Ooh, this is good. I'm juggling. I'm active. I'm alive. I'm me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm me at my best right now."
Okay, sounds great.
Okay.
I will work on that. Okay. Thanks so much, Colette.
My pleasure.
Thank you, Lori. One last call. Brenda, Canada. I think I have no idea who's going to be for this. She wants to know, is the shift in career the right move? Okay. She wants to know, is the shift in career the right move? Brenda from Canada.
Hi, Brenda.
Hi, Colette. I feel like Lori and Lori.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, actually, you know what's really interesting, Brenda, is what I am, my coaching institute, the Master Intuitive Coach Institute, our whole focus is training. I'm training coaches to work with people in transition. So the bulk of people that we are accessing are all people who are in transition. And it's really getting everybody who is in transition to recognize that all of it's okay. Right, so because we have a strident need for certainty. All human beings do, right? And all of us, I do, everybody. It's just part of our nature, and it's the one thing that we can't be guaranteed ever, which is certainty.
Exactly.
So, are you going more into a consulting business right now?
Yes, I'd like to leave the government side. Large corporation side and go into
more coaching, management consulting.
Yeah, and help out.
You'll do really well at that. Have you looked at learning, insights, learning and development? Where are you in Canada?
I'm near Niagara.
Okay, so it's a good thing for you to look at, to do the kind of, like I keep seeing you working, you're really, really good with group psychology as being able to help people manage the groups that they're in. Does that make sense to you at all?
Tell me the name of that institute again.
Well, Insights Learning and Development.
Okay.
They do a Jungian-based management consulting method. The best coach I ever had is named Doug Upchurch, and he's in Austin, Texas. And he really helped me when I was in the process of changing my book, so they use a Jungian process. Very, very good. And you could learn to do that yourself, like to do that with companies. So I kind of see that you'll still stay around groupthink or group dynamics because you're good like that. But you'll work as a consultant.
Well, that's exciting.
Yeah, that's the direction I see. Well, I mean, that's kind of the direction I think you're thinking of anyway. So,
yeah,
exactly. But I see you doing very, very well at that. But you do need some training.
Okay, that would sound great. I'm going to look
Yay!
It up so much.
My pleasure.
Yes. Thank you, Brenda, last caller, and thank you, Colette. Thank you so much. Before we let you go, because I just want to even just talk to you all day. I just love your energy. you're just like my best sister, my best big sister that I want to sit with and just talk with
you
all day.
Can I tell you too? I just love your co-producer. She talked to me before I came on the show. She was just babbling away at me, so I just want to say hi.
Yes, she's
she was
the best.
Great. I enjoy this. Listen, we're here to help people. We're here to talk to each other, and it's also about leveling the playing field too. I mean, we're not gurus.
Yes.
We're carrying the umbrella for each other. That's what we're doing.
Indeed.
We're all doing that.
My phrase is, don't put me on a pedestal unless you're going to get up there with me because I'm afraid of heights. So we are all going through life dealing with our mess, and we just need to support one another, create a community, and just interdepend on one another because everybody has different skills and talent. And so, that's why I'm grateful for the work you're doing. And before we let you go, anything else you want to – go ahead.
Yes. I would like to announce something on June 7th. On June 7th, I'm starting my next module at the Master Intuitive Coach Institute. It's an online professional certificate training module for something called Weight Release Energetics for people who want to work with clients who are coaching their clients who also have issues with their weight. It's based on my book, Weight Loss for People Who Feel Too Much, which is coming out worldwide next March on Random House. And when that book comes out next March, we're going to need coaches to deal with the thousands of people who are going to be reading the book and looking for help. So I am certifying professional coaches, life coaches, and in this very specific module, it starts June 7th. If anybody's interested in knowing any more about this, contact Mark Johnson, M-A-R-K Johnson, at MasterIntuitiveCoachInstitute.com. And we're also taking registration for the full year and to become a Master Intuitive Coach under me. So, but it's the Weight Release Energetics class that starts June 7th. It's an amazing, transformative coaching module. I've had over 2,000 students go through it with huge benefits. So, and it's helping people with empathy overload and hypersensitivity and working with the life coach issues with people who have food and weight issues and issues around boundaries. So that's it.
Yes, thank you, thank you. And I also want to drop this in. Listeners, I go on YouTube and look for a video by Colette Van Reed that says Consciousness Diet. I love it. Just awesome. It's like, if you really want to just be present and see what's going on in your world, if you want to know where you are, where you're going, and who you're rolling with, just go on a Consciousness Diet for 30 days. That's something to find on YouTube. Colette, thank you, thank you, thank you so much. You are truly a light. You're a blessing. And thank you for the work you're doing to helping people move along this path of this unknowing path and with ease and grace. Thank you
Perfect.
So much.
Thanks very much. Bye.
You're very welcome. Yes, indeed. Life is good. It's getting better. We ain't seen nothing yet. I just love it. I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful for you listeners for listening, those of you who called in, who have questions, those of you who listen regularly, those of you who came in because of Colette, or those of you who just wanted to hear what you want to say, or those of you who listen regularly. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. We're all in this together. And on a spiritual level, we've done the dependency thing, and we stepped into our interdependency. We say, I'm not religious, I'm spiritual. Now it's time to be interdependent. To dance with religious people, to dance with people who don't even believe in God, to dance with the skeptics and the psychics, because we're all in this together. I have never heard, not to say it's never happened, but I've never heard of anybody who had an illness and they need an organ transplant. And they say, yes, I need an organ transplant, but make sure they're spiritual, make sure they're religious. They don't put that. They just want to live. When life calls out to life, when life calls out to life, nothing else matters. The heart responds. We're going to take a quick break, but before we do that, I want to remind you, 2 p.m. today, 2 p.m. Eastern, we have Here to Inspire with Aisha, and the show, the topic today is, what is it again? Friends with Benefit. If you don't have one, get you some friends with benefit. What's the point of having a friend and they're not beneficial to you? Oh, God, let's take a quick break and we'll be back to release the show. What am I feeling? Yeah, I know what I'm feeling. Here's what I'm going to do. Wow. What is seeking to be birthed in you? What are you holding on to? Give birth to it. Release it. We are waiting. We need it. We want it. The world is waiting for your gift. Indeed, Nikki Harris. I release.
In my life. I thought I had to do it all for myself. I didn't know the grace of God was sufficient. And I didn't know the love of God was at hand. But now I can say, if you are discouraged, struggling just to make it through another day, you got to let it go, let it all go. And this is what you have to say. Say, I release it and I let go.
Oh,
Yes, indeed. When you remember that you're only here for God, even while you're struggling, you can hold on a little bit tighter. You know it's just temporary. You know, maybe sometimes you don't need to hold on. Maybe you just got to let go because you're here for God. I want to thank all of you for tuning in. Aisha is in the house. She'll be back here live hosting her show, Here to Inspire, talking about Friends with Benefits. Kathleen, my sister friend, my life class student member, welcome. Thank you. Thank you for being here. Energy healing, energy healer, Cindy. Yes, we're sending you lots of love, you and your family and your animals. We know all is well because good is the only reality. And you are seeing clearly and you're led to do what is right. Silent listeners, thank you, thank you. All of you disguised as guests, come back and join us at 2 p.m. Eastern today. Kerry, thank you for being here. Morel, I think I got that right. Mary Squires, I wonder if that's Mary Squires in the Carolinas, South Carolina? I don't know. Son, welcome, welcome. Thank you, thank you. And Yvette, thank you for your wonderful comment. I love the show. Give thanks for the insight. I will be back. Yes, we want you to back. We want you to come back and keep coming back. You know why? Let me give you a little secret. This is what we tell people. Don't go a day without Life Coach Ade. You know, you just get inspiration. Something happens. You're in the middle of a argument or just people are feeling funky, and somehow you remember something you heard on the show, and you just say, it's okay. I need to take a break right now. I'll be right back. And then you just back then like, woo, how did you do that? Annie, thank you, thank you, thank you. Nazila, thank you. Celeste, thank you. Casper, thank you. Carolyn, thank you. And if I've missed your name, it's not intentional. We're one. I love you. I bless you. I appreciate you, and I thank God for you. To find out more, if you heard that song for the first time and you love it, and even if you never heard it for the first time, you want to find out where that kind of energy is created. Today is Wednesday. Tonight, 10 p.m. Eastern, go to agapelive.com, agapelive.com. The home of love, the home where you're supported to release and let go and remind yourself that you are only here for God, only here for good, only here to create. When you remember that, you will know where you are, so you're never lost, you know? This wonderful, mysterious plane that we're on, it's an adventure. Let's all join together and step into the consciousness of, I don't know, I don't know, I don't know. Because your limited mind doesn't really know the bigger picture. So we can release and let go. I am so grateful. I'm full. It's time to release the show. I'll be back tomorrow, 12 p.m. Eastern, with Jack Armstrong. Armstrong, even. Lessons from the Source. And he has a book called Lessons from the Source. It's sort of like Conversations with God. And he's published a book, an e-book, an audio book, and now he's in the process of releasing more of the conversation that he had with God or downloaded. And if you want to know what the man sounds like, this is what he sounds like. See if I can do an impression of his voice, but I got to slow it real down. No, I can't do his voice. I just let him do his own voice.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source, a spiritual guidebook for navigating life's journey. You're listening to Life Conversations Radio.
Yes, you are. I'm trying to do his voice, so make sure you join us tomorrow, and he'll be here for a conversation with God, with you. Be love. That's who you are. Be true to yourself, and just as important, be loved. Allow the love to come back to you. But you know, the truth is, if you can just work on being loved because you're that, you can't help but be true to yourself. And when you're true to yourself, you just allow the love to flow in and flood in. Let's see, what do we want to release the show on? I want a nice, let's see, I'm feeling led to do this. Ah, this is what I want to do. Let's do State of Man. Swallow your fears. There's nothing to be afraid of. And even if you believe there is, it's okay. You've got friends. LifeConversationsMedia.com to find out where your friends are hanging out. LifeConversationsMedia.com. And if you want to be a guest, you're doing great things, send us an email, lifeconversationsmedia.com. And it's time to swallow our fears and show up. Jay said we're being evicted. The old way of being is definitely being evicted. And the feminine, the divine feminine energy is saying, I am here to express. I am here to love. I am here to nurture. I am here to love. So it's really easy to swallow your fears when you know that. State of Man. State of Man Music is their website. This is Swallow Your Fears and Show Up Even if you feel overwhelmed, just step into a carefree state of mind. Swallow your dick. I'm out of here. Peace and blessings.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.